Well, the text this morning follows Ryan and James. We're in Hebrews chapter 11. And the verses are Hebrews 11, 17 through 19. It was by faith that Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice when God was testing him. Abraham, who had received God's promises, was ready to sacrifice his only son, Isaac, even though God had told him, "Isaac is the son through whom your descendants will be counted." Abraham reasoned that if Isaac died, God was able to bring him back to life again. And in a sense, Abraham did receive his son back from the dead. Let's go back to Genesis 22. If I were to insert myself in this, I would say that this has absolutely blown my mind in the modern phrase. For me to consider God and his calling and his relationship with Abraham, it just has absolutely blown my mind. What a great honor that I have had to read this stuff and to prayerfully consider. So let's say this, chapter 22. Sometime later, God tested Abraham's faith. "Abraham," God called. "Yes," he replied. "Here I am. Take your son, your only son, yes, Isaac, whom you love so much, and go to the land of Moriah. Go and sacrifice him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will show you." The next morning, Abraham got up early. He saddled his donkey and took two of his servants with him, along with his son Isaac. Then he chopped wood for a fire for a burnt offering and set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day of their journey, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. "Stay here with the donkey," Abraham told the servants. "The boy and I will travel a little further. We will worship there, and then we will come right back." So Abraham placed the wood for the burnt offering on Isaac's shoulders, while he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them walked on together, Isaac turned to Abraham and said, "Father?" "Yes, my son," Abraham answered. "We have the fire and the wood, but where is the sheep for the burnt offering?" "God will provide a sheep for the burnt offering, my son," Abraham answered, and they both walked on together. When they arrived at the place where God had told him to go, Abraham built an altar and arranged the wood on it. Then he tied his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. And Abraham picked up the knife to kill his son as a sacrifice. At that moment, the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." But it was more emphatic than that. "Yes," Abraham replied, "here I am." "Don't lay a hand on the boy," the angel said. "Do not hurt him in any way, for now I know that you truly fear God. You have not withheld from me even your son, your only son." Then Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught by its horns in a thicket. So he took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering in place of his son. Abraham named the place Yahweh Yireh, which means "the Lord will provide." To this day, people still use the name as a proverb: "On the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided." Then the angel of the Lord called again to Abraham from heaven. "This is what the Lord says: because you have obeyed me and have not withheld even your son, your only son, I swear by my own name that I will certainly bless you. I will multiply your descendants beyond number, like stars in the sky, like sand on the seashore. Your descendants will conquer the cities of their enemies. And through your descendants, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. All because you have obeyed me." That's really serious stuff, guys. We just read terribly intimate business. You know, back in Hebrews 11, it said it was by faith Abraham obeyed God when God called him to leave home and go to another land. It was by faith that Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice when God was testing him. Abraham, who had received God's promises, was ready to sacrifice his only son, Isaac, even though God had told him, "Isaac is the son through whom your descendants will be counted." Abraham reasoned that if Isaac died, God was able to bring him back to life again. And in a sense, Abraham did receive his son back from the dead. We've read in the past chapters in Hebrews, you preached it, that even though hundreds of years, maybe even thousands, there were sacrifices that were made, but none of those sacrifices was like Jesus. They all spoke of a coming sacrifice, a lamb slain for our sins, the sins of the world. No lamb, no bull, nothing. Nothing could compare to the sacrifice of Jesus. His blood is the blood before the judge of all mankind. Jesus' blood is worthy and has redeemed every one of us from our sin and death. That's how powerful Jesus' blood is. What God asked Abraham to do in the history of man, never before was such a request asked by God to a man. And never again, never afterward. It portrayed something. It says, we just read last week, those who were walking in faith, that they, see, where does it say that? There it is. All these people that are spoken of in the earlier part of the chapter we're in, all of these individuals, they all died still believing what God had promised them. They did not receive what was promised, but they all saw it from a distance and welcomed it. And so Abraham was asked to do something that would ultimately be portrayed in what God himself did, giving his only begotten son, not sparing him, asking him to be that sacrifice. And Jesus said, thy will be done, not my will. And praise the Lord. He is the sacrifice. And what Abraham accomplished is really, in a funny way, very similar to what God is asking each one of us to participate in. To listen to his voice, to seek his face, to hear him speak in his will, and trust him, regardless of what it looks like. Trust him, and he'll take us through, and he'll provide for us. So I just, I'm so very blessed to once again bring to remembrance our father Abraham, the father of faith. Though I don't know if there's more than a couple Jews in here, we're still heirs alongside of the descendants of Abraham, heirs to his covenants, his promises, and his sacrifice, the Son of God. So there. I'll end on that note. Let's say a prayer and we'll ask the singers to come back out. Father, I'm reminded that you said through Isaiah that you send forth rain and snow, the seed, you send it forth with a will. And nobody can stop your will, Lord. There's no one like you. There's no one beside you. No one is like you. You're holy. We bow before you, Lord. We humble ourselves. We ask for your mercies to cause us to look up and to see where our salvation comes from. Your Son, the Lamb of God that was slain before even the world was made. Jesus, you were ready always to give your life for each one of us. Just humbly thank you. In Jesus' name.